And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Did you play that bump because I'm overdressed for radio right now?
That's what it was. Sharp dress, man. Sharp dress.
Feeling rather snappy. Snappy today. Let's wrap up this section about some things that are going on down yonder in our state capitol. Always good for you to know. I mentioned briefly, and I'll say it again, though, that there is talk right now of redoing the possibility of money getting to Birmingham Southern. The more I think about it, the less I'm in favor of this. It's a bad precedent, man. How do you decide who and when? Do they have to have an economic impact study that justifies their worth? I mean, what's the litmus test that will say when we can become the bank? And by the way, if there's banks out there that want to loan money, then go do it. Why does it have to be state tax dollars going to Birmingham Southern, a private college that screwed up its own fund? By the way, Birmingham Southern, I will say this, they admit they hosed their books. They spent money, way too much money, on some specialized construction projects, not the least of which I believe was a green energy compliant dorm. But then they also admit that they messed up their accounting, which changed what they thought they were receiving or getting or accounting for in some way on federal assistance dollars. So, dang. And now you want to have a loan from state tax dollars. If there's a loan available, then go. If the banks won't loan it, and by the way, $30 million, there are major banks that will do that kind of thing, that level of expense. But if you want to, you know, do a bond issue, or if you want to borrow the money from a bank, but if they won't give it to you, why should we? So I think I'm off that train. I'm already done. The fact that I saw a loan made me pause for a second, but that's still using state tax dollars, our tax dollars, citizens' money, to bail out a private entity that screwed up. And then at that point, who gets one next? So what then? What's the next thing that could possibly? Austell Boat Builders. We can only stay in Alabama if you'll loan us more money. No, I can't. We don't. It could be a loan. It doesn't have to be like a gift, or you know, pick one. Who's next? I don't know. Well, it's not. It shouldn't happen. How about that? Do want to give congratulations to State Representative Matt Simpson, who got his bill passed. It's already gone to the governor for signature. It was House Bill number 1. Which means he wasn't playing. He got that thing pre-filed probably a month before they went into session. But House Bill number 1 just passed both the House and the Senate. I believe it was unanimous. And that's a bill that creates mandatory minimum sentencing if you are found to be trafficking in fentanyl. So if you're trafficking in fentanyl, the most deadly drug out there right now, if you're tracking or trafficking in fentanyl, you are now facing 10 years and a $100,000 fine minimum. And so, anyway, congratulations. Matt Simpson's been working on that. We've talked about it with the District Attorneys Association here on this show at least twice. And I'm telling you, that's a good bill. We needed that. And I'm glad to see that our legislature chose to go ahead and attack that right up front. Another bill that I'm waiting on, and I'm going to be calling him about it, State Senator Garland Gudger has a bill that says you would never again be stopped from visiting your family member in the hospital, pandemic or no pandemic. Nobody gets to die alone anymore. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're going to switch gears, the Afghanistan blame game. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.